Host Brian Stavely. I'm here tonight again with Gloria Cannata. Gloria, how are you doing?
I'm good. A little tired. I haven't slept in 4 days now, but okay.
4 days?
Well, 2 hours here, an hour here. That's about it. Yeah, mad insomnia.
Wow. What's the excuse, lady? Is it because you've had a lot on your mind, like research and type of thing, Mandela effect, or is
no,
it like
definitely no? It's Mandela. It's Mandela. Without a doubt, it's just another cycle, another phase. I'm not the only one. A lot of people are going through with the headaches and insomnia.
Well,
got a
it's
lot of emails, huh?
It's definitely picking back up again. I mean, we went through what I thought was a little bit of a slow period, like maybe a month or so back for a few weeks. And then the last several weeks, it's just, man. Because if you look at it, what we've been doing, and I know I've done a lot of shows with you, a lot without you lately. I've just done so many videos. I can't even keep up with them all. And I'm doing a video every day, every other day. I've done like this, like my sixth video in like 7, 8 days. Like I can't even keep up with them. And there's a couple today that are absolutely huge. If you follow me on Facebook, some of you guys probably already know the ones I'm going to get into, but a lot of people don't. So we're going to get into those. I wanted, before we do that, I'm also going to get into something else with Tom Hanks that I didn't realize until after I did a show 5 days ago on Tom Hanks, the Mandela effect, and his connections to CERN. So make sure you guys check out that video. But there is something new to add to that I want to bring up today back into the mix. But Gloria, a lot of people were commenting on the last video. I think the map, the geography stuff really resonated with them. A couple people had mentioned, my God, look at Canada. Like I was saying, I mean, it's decimated by ocean now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's not the only place. You know, today, when you had mentioned that to me early, I took out my book, my maps, and there are a few changes. And I think I'm going to save that for the next show because I don't want to shock people, because today I have like a whole bunch of Bible verses I really need to get out there. And then on the next show, we could touch on the map, but there are some changes, Brian. And I was marking them all down and putting the time and date. And I'm like, oh, wow. Islands disappearing and a few of them that just popped up.
If you want to coordinate it more and be more prepared for it, that's, but why don't you tell people about, like, okay, so we know like the maps will change and the Mandela. Why don't you tell people about how we track these things moving with tracings and whatnot and things that you and other people have done in the community?
You see, if you trace a map, that's really not like 100%. You know what I'm saying? Because if something does shift, it's going to shift with the line that you drew. So I have different ways of doing it. I mean, I trace it, but then I put like little marks on it and I write how many islands and I mark an arrow to where the line was to see if it does move, because those arrows won't move. You know, if the continent moves, those arrows won't. And then I write down and, you know, where they are and all that stuff. It's hard. It's a lot of work. You know, I'm not going to lie. I've only done, you know, a few places, but it's a lot of work. And when I looked at it today, I was like, holy shit, what's going on with fucking Mexico or Indonesia?
And the thing that a lot of people might not realize is like, yo, just like with this, obviously, if you're over here fucking tracing islands and shit, I mean, you take a lot of passion in it and you're paying attention to that shit all the time, just like you're paying attention to the Bible all the time, just like we're all paying attention to Statue of Liberty all the time and I'm paying attention to Star Wars all the time. Like, these things just keep changing. That's why, like, I like to get a little deeper sometimes when we talk about the Mandela effect, and I know you do too, on you know, what we might think it is, and that's different theories. Like, it's okay. None of us really know what it is, but I'd like to say, like, when people say, for instance, oh, we're just going from one timeline to another. And I like that idea, but there's also has flaws in that argument, because if we're going from one timeline to another, how are the changes incremental? They should all be at once. It's all or nothing if we're just jumping over, and we should see all the same ones across the board. So right. We're not really sure what it is, you know? The only thing I'm confident in my own opinion, is it's not like science or CERN or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a collective consciousness thing, and maybe something much greater. You know, maybe a sign from the creator. And I know a lot of people actually don't like when I say it. It's kind of split. A lot of people like when I say that, and then there's a lot of people that don't like when I say that because they kind of have a negative outlook on it. And I don't see the reason to have a negative outlook on the Mandela effect, especially like Gloria with the anatomy changes. Most of them seem to be improvements, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I think people get upset when we say, you know, it's not CERN, it can't be CERN, because they don't understand it. They need somebody to blame it on, but they're missing the point. You know, forget about blaming it on who's doing it. Just say they did do it. It's still happening, and it's still showing you that reality is not what you thought it was. So regardless of how it's happening, they're missing the message, you know?
And look at it, like, if it's so evil and it's the devil or it's CERN, or like, what bad things have actually happened to you because of the Mandela effect?
Right. It's just waking people up to say, hey, you know what? I mean, our anatomy, huh?
I said, it's not over here harming anybody, really.
No, except but people, look at the upgrades to our anatomy. I mean, look at our brains right now. The brain, Brian, I was looking at it again last night. Dude, come on. You can't look at that brain and say that is a normal brain. Our brains did not look like that. It was more like a bicycle helmet. Now it's got like brains on the side and the core. It's not the same brain. It's not. And you just look at all the anatomy upgrades. I mean, the bones on the arms are thicker, where they used to have one thick arm and one thick bone and one thin bone. Now they're both the same. They're very thick. Our bones got thicker. Everything is changing, but it's changing for the best. It's like, I don't know why people see that so negative. I mean, we were so fragile before, where now we're not. We're not, you know?
Well, I noticed, like, you know, people have body experiences and whatnot, and I've stated this many times, you know, if you've noticed, it's coming in steps for me. Like, it's not the normal thing that other people have with the ringing in the ears, but for how long, and I'll say it again, as long as I've known you, I've been telling you that I'm becoming, like, left-handed for some fucking crazy reason, right? And then I had that whole episode, you know, on the 29th of November where I was, like, shaking and my body was freezing up. Now, that was a scary thing. I don't know what that was about. But something just told me, like, don't go to the hospital, Gloria, because these people are not going to have a – they're just going to totally misdiagnose whatever was happening to me. That's the way I looked at it.
And apparently you weren't the only person who went through that, because I'm going to tell you something, and I forgot to tell you this. Right after we did that show, not the first show that we did about it, when we talked about it the second time and somebody had left a comment that they had a similar experience, my son had the same experience. My son had the same experience, and I was like, don't freak out. Don't be scared. And I was telling him that it happened to you. He's like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. He had it while he was driving it, and I told him to pull over. Well, yes, by the way, I have a hamster in my background so people don't think it's a mouse. I see him running around. Just so they know. I'm always hearing that in the comment section. But yeah, he had the same experience, and he was like 75 miles away from the house, and he was freaking out. He was freaking out. And I was like, just calm down. And he described exactly what you described. Exactly what you described.
Really? Mm-hmm. I remember I was freaking out. I was like, yo, something's wrong with me. And I would never say that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you were really upset. But now the thing that I've been getting people emailing me, messaging me, asking me, are your pets acting strange? And yes.
Hey, Gloria, Raven Wolf is in the chat. He's the one that had the, he or she is the one that had the similar experiments and commented. Raven Wolf said, was paralyzed. That's how I was. I was shaking violently for I forget, you know, maybe 45 seconds or so. And then it would stop for like 45 seconds or a minute or so. And then it would pick back up. And this went on for a long time. And it was fucking scary. I mean, I would shake. I would like lock up my legs. My back muscles, my arms, it would all lock up. I was like fucking stuck, dude.
Yeah. Raven Wolf, when I went on to look at the comments on the video, I seen your comment. I was so happy. And that day I texted Brian. I was like, look, somebody else just experienced the same thing you did. I was so happy that you did that. Because it means a lot to us to get feedback from people, you know, to see if we're all sharing the same symptoms and stuff, you know? And Derek wants to know when that happened. Brian, when was it? Like 2 months ago, right?
That was November 29th.
Yeah.
So it was just over a month ago. It was like 5 weeks ago. Because it was the day that I did Stasha's interview. I remember because I didn't feel good. My head was pounding in the morning, like my head was going to explode outward. Remember I told you that I did the interview with her and then you did the interview with somebody. And while I was watching that, I didn't, I couldn't watch it anymore. I just started shaking. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
And you know what, since you said like your symptoms, you felt like your brain, like everything was coming out. And you know, remember you said it was like pushing on your skull. That's what made me look up the brain. I says, cause there has to be something to this. And that's when I noticed all the brain changes. The changes are unbelievable. Yeah. Headaches. The headaches have been ridiculous. I can't, they come and go so fast. I mean, like it just comes out of nowhere and it's like, there's nothing you could take for it because nothing makes it go away. It just, and then you feel lightheaded. You feel completely detached. Like we're talking, you feel completely detached. The sleeping for a lot of people the last few days, like for instance, I'm dead tired. I go to bed. I wake up 2 hours late and I think it's morning time. And I'm like, okay. And then I look, I'm like, oh my God, I was only sleeping 2 hours. And I do this throughout the night, every fucking 2 hours, that I feel like I'm going insane. And I'm like, I'm not even tired anymore to go to sleep. But then hit the afternoon around 11, 12 o'clock, I just want to go to bed. I can't even move. I can't think, nothing. Okay. It's starting all over again. This happened, what, like 2 months ago, and then it went away and it's starting all over again.
And I forgot. Huh? That day when I started to get sick, leading into that day, overnight, that's when I heard that humming sound too.
The humming sound. Yeah, I've heard that.
But it wasn't like the ringing in the ears people talk about. It was like a hum, and it was like loud to the point that like it kept going for hours. I couldn't go back to sleep. I got up and I went outside and looked for it. And there was, you know, there's just the sound. It had no direction. It was just like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it did, and eventually I was able to take a nap for like an hour. I woke up and it was gone.
Well, I want to ask the people in the chat, if anybody, even you, Brian, I think you would have told me anyway, but has anybody experienced a rumbling sound out of nowhere, like in the middle of the night? Just like, it sounds like an earthquake, but it's like a distant rumble. I can't explain it.
I don't know, but you need to read Whiskey's comment.
Hey, Brian, tell Glory. No, stuck. What? Come on, dude. Brian, is he really still alive? He died of prostate cancer.
I told you Fonz was still alive. He just never went.
You were joking.
No, I showed you a video of him with Captain Kirk.
Yeah, but I thought, no, but that, how long ago was that video? When did he?
Pretty old of a video, both of them. I mean, that's not that old of a video.
He can't. Whiskey, they're lying. It's not true. He's dead. He died of colon cancer. Okay, move on.
Speaking of people that are dead, all right? Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, you guys know the story. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've talked about it. The biggest theme song, you know, not that I'm going to say the biggest theme song ever because you could say that about so many shows. But, I mean, everybody knows it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. And if you've been following the Mandela Effect at all, you know that that has changed. And now it says it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Before I even go into the new thing I want to show relating to that, I want to take it off into another direction though a little bit. And we mentioned it briefly on the last show. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it yet, Gloria. When Mr. Rogers comes out, and this is very weird, when he comes out and he comes through the door and he says it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood now, his mouth still says the. And that's crazy. Now, if you're somebody on the outside looking in and doesn't know much about the Mandela Effect, you must be like, oh, they just dubbed over some video and a fool you got. No, that's not it at all. Because the audio, even on any version that we have, is not going to still say the. It's going to say this and reflect that change. But the video, it's like it doesn't match the audio. And I'm not trying to throw a fucking monkey wrench in everything, but it's something that has to be mentioned. People have to take notice to it. It's very, 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 very strange. When you're done this, we're done the show today, or maybe I'll do it in a screen share after, but in screen share, the frame rate is really bad, so it'd probably be hard to read his lips. But if you're going to say the word the, or you're going to say this, your whole way your mouth is totally different. And if you watch his lips, it's saying the. And I'm not saying all the Mandela effects like that. I haven't even seen one other one that was like that. But for some reason, something's weird with this one. And again, this is played by Tom Hanks, who is connected to all the Mandela effects that we talked about in that last show, well, that I talked about. You know, he filmed the Angels and Demons at CERN. Okay, before we get into that, we know that he did these are big ones, Gloria. I don't know if you ended up seeing that show, but you know, he's in the Forrest Gump one, okay, which is tied to Sally Field. They're very tied together, the two of them, okay? So he says the life is like a box of chocolates. Now it's life was like a box of chocolates. That's quoting Sally Fields, because Sally Fields played his mother in the movie. That's who he's quoting, okay? Then he's got one of the biggest ones, Apollo 13, which, you know, Houston, we have a problem, and it changed to Houston. We've had a problem, and it changed back to Houston. We have a problem. It actually flip-flopped as tons of us were watching it, all right? You also have the movie Angels and Demons. He filmed it at CERN. Then this motherfucker, Gloria, made the movie The Da Vinci Code, and they're literally portraying the Last Supper Mandela effect in the movie, and they even describe it to the woman about the painting the exact way me or you or any other Mandela effect researcher would. They bring her in front of the painting. It's the Last Supper. And as we know, the Last Supper, the Holy Grail, is now missing. It's got Mandela affected, as did other things in the painting. It's changed several times. So he brings her, tells her to close her eyes. Tom Hanks is like, oh, enough with the pilot tricks. And then he's like, blah, 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 you know, like, give me the benefit of the doubt type of thing, whatever he says. And then he asks her, like, three questions. And the last one he asks her, he says, close your eyes. And the last one he says, how many glasses on the table? She says, one, the Holy Grail. And he says, now open your eyes. He said, no chalice. Well, isn't that odd? All this and all this religious documentation and blah, 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 blah. And it's like straight out playing the Mandela effect. It's Tom Hanks. Then it gets even more crazier than that. He makes Angels and Demons and this other movie he made, I think something Inferno or something. I forget what it is. It came out in like 2013. Same type of plot. Where he's protecting the Vatican, and in Angels and Demons, I guess he was using CERN antimatter. CERN antimatter, quotes in the air. Not to save the Vatican. And then the icing on the cake, guys, and then I'll get to the new stuff if you've already heard this. The icing on the cake is in 2009. They selected, out of all the people in the whole world, they selected this motherfucker to be the one to switch CERN back on because it was down for repairs or whatever it was doing, whatever the story is. I don't even believe in any of the stories coming out of there. I think it's all grandstanding. But regardless, his name's all in there. Go Google Tom Hanks to switch on CERN. I couldn't find a later article that said he actually went and did it. But in 2009, it's not even like he's one of the people that might do it. It was a done deal. Tom Hanks is going to flip the switch on CERN. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So we all know it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, okay? This one, I feel, Gloria, like out of all the Mandelas, this one's like haunting me. Like it's literally to the point, and I haven't been to the movies probably since fucking Phantom Menace. And if anybody out there has seen Phantom Menace and a Star Wars fan, you guys know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I went through because that's like the worst sequel of all time. And I never went to the movies again after that, I don't think. I mean, I might have once or twice if I went on a date or something, but I really don't even remember ever going to the movies again since that. I don't go to the movies, but I might go see this Mr. Rogers movie because I have there's something that's telling me I need to go see this movie and not wait for it. I'm gonna go see this fucking movie's haunting me, Gloria. Everybody around me is always singing it, and I don't blame them. I used to sing it all the time too. Like it's just a natural song because it's such a popular song and nobody ever sings it. Nobody ever says it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. There's not even like a division of like 30% to 70%. This is like Ed McMahon, this is like C-3PO. Everybody knows it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and guess what? What did I say to you? I said, watch, when this movie comes out, they're going to do the song, but it's going to be new actors. It's not going to be Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks is going to fucking get up. He's going to come through the door, and he's going to say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Even though that's not what the reality is now, right? Well, it's already been done. Where do you see this creepy fucking video? There's a choir that got together, Tom Hanks, and some other people that I'm assuming are movie executives or whatever. And they already sang the theme song, and it was a big deal. And you know what they sang? They sang It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. But we're fucking crazy because that's what we remember, right? It's not a big deal.
As long as Mr. Rogers didn't play in it, because if he's still alive, forget it.
No, he's not still alive, but I got the video queued up, and I'm going to play this real quick. You guys got to see this. This is crazy. I knew this was going to happen when we watched the movie, when it came out, and I think it's coming out in October. But no, watch this. I'm dead doing it now.
It's a neighborly day in this neighborhood, a neighborly day in the community. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you.
In case anybody missed it. Dude, I feel like we're being taunted. Look at this. Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, actually.
It's really creepy. It's creeping me out. And, I feel I need to go see this movie because this is fucking, this is crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. It is creepy. Great. Yeah, sometimes it sounds like they're just kind of making fun of us.
Yeah. No, that's how I feel about it. It's fucking really crazy.
Well, that episode they did on the X-Files when they were making fun of the Mandela effect too. Remember?
Yeah, I was not happy with that. I have my screen share on still. Sorry about that. I was not happy with that Mandela effect X-Files episode at all. I thought that was that was just completely bad. I don't know how anybody took that positively. It made Mandela awful. It made it look awful. It made it look like missed memories after. By the ending, they teased it a little. First, they mixed it in with this stupid alien bullshit. I know it's X-Files, they're going to do that, but it was fucking crazy. That ugly-ass alien that came out of the ship and was talking to them. Do you remember? Did you see it? And then at the end, they had this guy who was talking about an episode of Twilight Zone that supposedly never existed. And at the end, he thought he was going to find the tape. And at the end, he found the tape, and it was titled a different show. So it just made us all look crazy.
We are all crazy. We're all mad. We're all fucking mad. This is Alice in Wonderland. You know, that's what they call the Mandela effect Alice in Wonderland, because we are all crazy.
No, we aren't crazy, actually. I fucking have a fucking very good sense. I have very good memory. I know what the fuck is going on. Shit's changing around us. You know what I mean? They want us to think we're crazy, but we're not crazy. But speaking of crazy, you know what's real crazy?
Brian.
Let me play.
Go ahead.
No, let me play one clip. If it's about shenanigans in the chat, I can't focus on it because I'll lose track. So there's this show, Daniel Tiger, which it does a spoof of Mr. Rogers. I guess it's a children's show. I never watched it. The intro is literally Mr. Rogers' intro. It's not even a listen to this.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Neighbor. Would you be mine?
He's so obsessed with this.
It's absolutely crazy, but he's never said the neighbor, supposedly. You know what I mean? The neighborhood. Now it's always this, and we're just crazy.
This neighborhood sounds racist, to be honest with you. It sounds like it's just his neighborhood that's great and everybody else is in poverty. Doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. I couldn't see.
No, that's how it does sound. It sounds like he's supposed to be better than everybody. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood, bitch. You know what I mean?
Brian, I don't have my glasses on. Can you see what Raven? Where's Raven? Raven just put something in the chat.
My God, Glow, you're right. I just checked my anatomy books. The ulnar and radius are both the same thickness now. Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, dude. Our brains are huge. They're huge.
The lungs, too. We talked about the lungs a few weeks ago. The lungs aren't symmetrical anymore. They're not even the same size. Yeah. And they don't even have the same parts. One has more sections than the other. It hangs down longer.
Yeah, it's kind of like a puzzle.
Too. like, for those that don't know, I mean, this is an old Mandela effect, but the kidney has moved now, and now it's protected. The whole idea of a kidney punch being illegal in boxing because it's so dangerous wouldn't even matter now, because now it's protected. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like everything is crunched up behind the rib cage, the stomach, the everything, the kidneys, right? Everything is protected now by the rib cage, because the rib cage completely changed too. It's a lot longer and it's rounded, and then you have the center part here with all the cartilage, and I don't know what the hell that's all about. I have no idea. But it's not a negative thing. It's not a negative thing, so nothing to be scared of. You know, maybe we're becoming reptilian or something. Who knows?
No. You know how I always say, like, I like to do, you know, we like to bring out the new Mandelas, but I like to mix old ones in too, because we all miss some, you know, so it's always good to recycle some old ones, especially if they're good, because you never know who missed them. And here's one that I missed, and I stumbled, I seen the video about it yesterday, or the day before, and this has been out for a year, and I haven't heard of it. It's another children's show. It's the other huge children's show, the only one that would compete with Mr. Rogers, and it'd be bigger than Mr. Rogers in my day, and that's Sesame Street. And when I think of Sesame Street, besides the theme song, there's only one other song I think of, and it's Rubber Ducky. Rubber Ducky, you're the one. Make my bath time so much fun. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so does Ernie from Sesame Street Live. Let me show you Ernie from Sesame Street Live. You guys, you know Sesame Street Live. So this is officially licensed by Sesame Street. These are their characters, right? And listen to what he says. He's going to sing what I just said. Okay. Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make my bath time so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, watch this. That's not what he says now, and he never has.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
You make bath time lots of fun instead of so much fun. That's fucking crazy. And I remember so much fun. Almost everybody I talk to, not everybody, but almost everybody that's affected that I talk to remembers so much fun. Okay. When they did it live, and you guys, if you know how the Mandela effect works, hang on. Let me shut my screen share off. Let me come back to you. If you guys that know how the Mandela effect works, when these things change, the official things change, and when you get residue, it's usually on a live show or a parody. Okay. And here we have it again, where I remember exactly what the live version is. Before I even went and watched the live version, it was always so much fun. And now it's lots of fun. And there's and all the clips of Ernie doing it on Sesame Street. And there's a couple other people that did musical performances that came in as guests. And they did Rubber Ducky with Ernie on Sesame Street. And they all say lots of fun now. And there is no more so much fun, except in the residue. And there are videos of various people out there singing it. And they do say so much fun.
You're going to have a nervous breakdown.
This bolt, can you do it for the rest
on the wall.
What happened?
I said, you're going to have a nervous breakdown between Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, Mr. Rogers, and now Rubber Ducky.
No, come on, man. Sesame Street's crazy, because we're going to get into Sesame Street in a little bit. We're going to bounce off the kid stuff, go back to another Mandela, and come back, because there's a lot of old ones on. Dude, this is from Sesame Street, from Big Bird's White Feathers to Oscar the Grouch's Eyebrows to Snuffleupagus to dude, there's so many things on Sesame Street. Cartoons, children's shows. I got a bunch of them I'm going to fucking run down today, because our whole childhood's being hijacked. That's why I titled the show what it did. And you know why I titled it what it did. It's a whole nother meaning, because what if I told you? We're going to get into that whole phenomenon with the Matrix quote that never existed, that's actually taken over Facebook. I might as well just address it now, and then we'll come with the big Mandela we're going to drop. So I titled the show, What If I Told You, space, dot, 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 right? If you guys look around on Facebook or wherever you create memes, wherever, one of the most popular memes, dare I say, maybe the most popular, like, and that's, you know, there's so many millions of memes, and like this thing has been shared, I don't even know how many millions of times, but people have the memes that say, what if I told you, they fill in whatever they want on the bottom, but it's based off of Matrix. It's got the picture of fucking Morpheus on there that he wore in the movie with the outfit and everything with his quote, "What if I told you?" These are passed around everywhere, especially like in the Mandela community, the Flat Earth community. Like, people use these memes for, you know, like, "What if I told you the Earth isn't spinning?" You know what I mean? Shit like that. It's everywhere. People have these everywhere, right? But it's never been said now. That famous quote in the movie where he basically tells Neo, "What if I told you, you know, everything you learned was a lie?" Whatever exactly it went. He's never said that now. That scene is not there where he's there in that scene and tells him that. It's completely gone. But think of all of the people that are sharing these memes. And every day I bring it up to them. They're like, "What if I told you?" And then I write in the comment underneath it, "What if I told you Morpheus never said this in the Matrix?"
Yeah, but you know, Brian, you forgot the one. The one thing that freaked me out, remember? What about what's the other thing about the Matrix that's no longer there?
The intro with the binary?
That's right. No more binary digits in the beginning. Remember all the binary digits? Yeah. Now it's Japanese lettering.
Yeah.
That was a big one for me. Remember how I was freaking out over it?
That and the fact that you came out of your mother's Matrix now in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, you came out. Yeah, those who opened the Matrix. Yeah, and yeah, that I remember. I don't know who else remembers that, but, you know, I just want to Kirk in the chat. I agree with you 100% about the YouTube. I always spelled it YouTube, the same, the letter U, the same way. Until today, I still do that. And you're right. It did change, and nobody's talking about it. He's right. Is it a Mandela effect? I don't know. I didn't do any research in it to see if they did it themselves to change it or if it's actually a Mandela. But, yes, I agree with you 100%. I just had to throw that out there. I don't know if you agree, but Brian, but I do.
No, for me, it was always spelled out, but I don't know.
It was always spelled Y-O-U because for me, it was always U and then tube.
Yeah, for me. I'm gonna do a screen share, guys, and this is crazy for me. All right, hang on, check this out. Right, all right. So you guys remember? This is a Richard Simmons costume. You guys remember Richard Simmons sweating from the oldies, right? Gloria, you remember Richard Simmons?
Everybody remembers Richard Simmons.
Everybody. Dude, his commercials were on all the time, and, like, they were always on as infomercials. Like, they had a lot of airtime around here. Those sweating to the oldies sold, like, hotcakes. That dude made a fortune off it. And this is what the costumes you'll typically find when you go and look at them, because they'll have his little workout attire. He's always got, like, the headband. Sometimes he has the wristbands or whatever. But he's iconic with the headband because he always had the headband, even when he did, like, a lot of interviews and stuff and he wasn't actually exercising. He would do that. Here's another one. Homemade Richard Simmons costume. Headband. Tank top. Short shorts. He'd always wear short shorts. Very feminine dude. All right. This is what he would wear. And now, the problem here is Richard Simmons, in this reality, has never worn a headband. Dude, Richard Simmons always had a headband, especially in all this footage. You can go through all the sweat into the oldies pictures you can find and everything. Look at this. This is just creepy to me. He always had a headband, dude. Look how big his forehead looks without it. He always had a headband. Always. People in the chat, what do you think about this one? Do you guys remember Richard Simmons? You guys remember the headband, I'm sure. Type yes or no for headband, guys. Richard Simmons. Do you remember headband, yes? Or do you remember headband, no?
Always sweatbands, like around his wristbands. And he always had a bandana around the side of his sweatband. Always. Because he was always dressed in gym attire, no matter where, no matter what show he was on. Being interviewed, he always came out that way.
He always. And if he didn't have the short shorts on, he had like a running suit on and the headband.
Red and white striped shorts. Yep. Always.
And now he's never had it. Never. This is like Judge Judy's gavel. You know, for those that don't know, Judge Judy, every time the court used to get out of order in the land that I come from, in the old earth, whatever you guys want to call it, right? Anytime the court got out of order, she'd fucking whack that gavel all the time. Now she's never had a gavel. No, never. She's never had it. It's gone. Just like Curious George's tail. It's gone.
Well, just like, what's her name that had braces? Dolly had braces?
All these braces.
No braces.
Just gone. Just absolutely gone.
I mean, without those braces, that the end of that movie makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. And I'm going to list off some other cartoons, and then we'll come back and we'll do another Big Mandala that I want to do. But okay. I'm sure you guys all remember the headband. Yeah.
Well, there are people agreeing with you in the chat.
All right. So other cartoons that have changed. Then there's so many. You guys remember Tinkerbell? The Tinkerbell intro is now gone off to Disney, where she flies over and does the pixie dust. She doesn't do that anymore. Tinkerbell is never existed now. Now it's two words. And this is an older one, but I'm going to run down some cartoons. Tinkerbell. Two words. Tinker and Bell. Okay? Just like Beavis and Butthead. Butthead is not Butthead anymore. It's Butt-Head. Hyphen. Gloria, we talk about the hyphens a lot, the punctuation, the apostrophes, the whole language is changing. There's some new lettering ones I wanted to show today, too. I didn't get pictures of them. I mean, the way letters are written, the way letters are merged, it's all changing. Smokey the Bear. We all grew up on Smokey the Bear. Everybody knows Smokey the Bear. Who's the bear that puts out forest fires? Oh, it's Smokey the Bear. No, it's Smokey Bear. It's never been Smokey the Bear in this reality. You're fucking crazy. You're just like that Stavely kid in Gloria. You guys are smoking crack. Okay. You're a crackhead, by the way. I'm just letting everybody know. Hi. Another huge one, just like Apollo, the Flintstones. Flip-flop. Flintstones. One word, but Flintstones is the original. And then it went to literally what a lot of people used to mistake it as. I always thought, oh, what do you guys think? You know, Flintstones with no T after Flynn. Flintstones. And as we were all talking about it, it changed back. It changed back in all the footage we were watching, everything we were looking at. We watched this stuff change over the course of a few months. It changed and changed back, and we watched it. Went out crazy. We watched it happen. We're sorry if you don't believe us, but it did. Pikachu's tail used to have a black tip. A lot of kids that make Mandela Effect videos on the internet, this is a big one for them. They all have this in their video. And a big shout out to all the teenagers out there making Mandela Effect videos. You guys are fucking awesome, all right? I'm swearing at the kids. Say, fuck you. No, those guys are fucking awesome if they're fucking making Mandela Effect videos, you know? The cartoons, obviously, the big one at first, Gloria, Berenstain, Berenstain. Everybody knows that one.
Never heard of them. But.
Donald Duck's eyes are now blue. The whites of his eyes are now blue. And then here's a big one, and we're going to elaborate on this one. The Looney Tunes. Gloria.
Yes?
Looney Tunes, your first Mandela Effect?
Looney Tunes was my first Mandela Effect many, 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 many years ago. Many years ago. I think it was like that one and Staples. Like, I think it was 2000. Looney Tunes was like 2002 and Staples was like 2007, I want to say. I was just, you know, Brian, I was just looking up the Village People. You know, nobody ever really made a big fuss out of the Village People. They made a big fuss out of the Jackson 5, but not the Village People having an extra person.
Yeah, the army guy, the Village People.
Yeah.
Like the Jacks. They got an army guy now.
Yeah. And you look at the pictures. He looks so retarded. He doesn't belong there. It looks like it was like copied and cropped and whatever. It's so stupid.
It's crazy. It's like with the Jackson 5. There's this footage of Randy where he's playing the bongos, and it looks like he's not really playing them.
No, I don't know.
Like how creepy. And everybody needs to check this out. Google after YouTube, Bill Cosby, Randy Jackson. That's all you got to do. Bill Cosby, Randy Jackson. So Bill Cosby brings out the Jackson 5. Six of them fucking roll out. And he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Randy Jackson, yada, yada, yada. He's like, oh, where were you 2 years ago? And he says he's been with the band for like 6 years or whatever. Cosby doesn't have any idea who he is. He's totally perplexed by the idea. And then we watch this kid in footage from like whatever year that was. I forget. It's been a while since I looked at that Mandela Effect. But it was mid-60s. From the mid-60s to the late 70s. In the span of about 15 or so years. 14 years, 16 years. The kid doesn't age. He doesn't age the whole time. The whole time. And it changes the whole the whole idea, again, like these other events like Black Tom and whatnot, and this is a much smaller scale, this is celebrities and whatnot, but I mean, it's the Jackson, it's Michael Jackson is involved, and he's one of the biggest celebrities ever. Dude, everybody knows, just like everybody knows Ed McMahon always worked for Publishers Clarence House, everybody knows Michael Jackson was the youngest boy in the Jackson 5.
Brian, can you, is there a way that you can present what I just put in the hangout thing for you?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about Michael Jackson, and I just thought about it.
Talk to people. I go get that. Address the chat. Talk to people. I'm going to go dig it up.
Okay. I would like to know if anybody in the chat, because what we were talking about before, talking about like body symptoms, if anybody's had like, I hate to say this, but has anybody had like the runs lately and very, very tired, but the stomach is just completely upset and absolutely no appetite whatsoever? I'm going to pay attention to the chat. Who the hell is Randy?
I'm bringing up the screen share right now. Yeah, who the hell is Randy? Exactly. Who is Randy Jackson? The Jackson 5 is really six now. It's really crazy. And the sixth kid does not age. Nobody's even known who this Randy was until Michael's funeral. And then he started speaking on behalf of the family. And people were like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
So check this out, right?
Lots of sleeping. Okay.
And we've all seen Eddie Murphy roar and delirious, and he shit on Michael Jackson pretty good, but you kind of assumed it was good fun, and they were probably friends or whatever. But did you ever know that they made a music video together and a song? I've never heard of this until Gloria told me about it a couple months back, but check this out. No, I don't know. You know, I've never heard of this. And it's not like you do a song on Michael Jackson and people don't hear about it. Yo,
Brian, if people go to that song and you read the comments, the comments are what blew me away. People are like, oh my God, I grew up with this song. It was one of the greatest songs out there. Wow, I love this song. I missed this. And I'm like, what the fuck are you people talking about? Oh my God, that's the worst song ever. Number one and number two, I've never heard it before. We would have heard that. Come on.
Dude, you know, maybe like a fucking B-level rapper can do a collaboration with somebody else and you might not hear about it. Dude, Eddie Murphy's not doing a collaboration with Michael Jackson and we're not hearing about it. The biggest comedian of the 80s and the biggest pop star of all time did a collaboration and we didn't hear about it. Especially when it's a collaboration. And there would be a story because, you know, Eddie did all those jokes about Michael in his stand-up. There would have been all types of story around it. Oh, they're really friends and they're doing a song together. And you don't hear about none of that.
Yeah. I forgot what year they came out too, but apparently it was a really big hit. And everybody liked it. Best song ever. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Absolutely. See, a lot of people, they're just answering. I'm reading the chat. And a lot of people just answering the question I asked them about the upset stomach. And everybody in the chat's just saying, yeah, the upset stomach is bad. Yeah.
Salted said, I do remember Eddie's song, though. Well, Salted, what do you mean by that? Because I remember Eddie had an album. He definitely had songs. Eddie tried to make a music career. But do you remember an Eddie and Michael together song? Eddie definitely had songs because he tried to be a musician. I totally remember him having songs. He had several songs, if not a whole album. I know that. But I don't remember him ever doing anything with Michael.
Mm-mm.
Somebody said, I thought Randy was a Jackson on American Idol. Randy Jackson is a different Randy Jackson. Right? There's two Randy Jacksons now. This is the
Michael Jackson. He had a brother that died, right? That was a baby. But I don't know if in this reality, that's the same.
It was probably Randy, and he probably came like the rest of them.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I remember when I found that, I did some research on if she had a child that died, and I couldn't find anything on it. So I'm not sure. Maybe it is Randy. That's kind of creepy then. Ew.
Kind of
creepy. Because in our reality, he had a brother that died, and if that's Randy and he's alive, that's kind of, because the fact that he never aged either is kind of weird.
That's really weird. It's really weird. And then when you look into the story more and more, I mean, there's a lot of things that are weird. He's like in some signings and not in others. He's in some pitches and not in others. It's really, really strange. Like, everybody, there's 35, 36 people here right now. I only got 12 thumbs up. What's the deal? Let's go. Get on it. All right, so let's do one more big one, and then we'll take a quick break, okay?
And then we're going to do some Bible ones because he's got to get out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely do Gloria. We're going to definitely do your Bible ones. I'm not forgetting you. We're just at the hour mark. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it was somebody, Gloria, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I thought they might have mentioned this in the chat the other night. And, but I'm not sure. I know I saw it on Reddit.
Max E. Mandela. He's the one who mentioned it. I don't know if he's in the chat today. I don't think I've seen him.
All right. Let me see. Let me get my screen share up. So if you were to think of the London Bridge, what color do you think of? Because I want to ask everybody in the chat. Now, I'm not talking about the we know there's like stone or whatever that makes the tower, but the actual bridge, the metal parts that come down off of the stone. What color do you guys remember that being?
Do you want me to play a song? Do 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 do. Come on, guys. What color?
I'll tell you what I remember. I remember dark red. That's what I remember.
Then I started gray. Cowboy said gray.
Okay. I looked around. A lot of other people remember red, and I asked Paul. You know, because Paul's in the UK, and I said, Paul, what color is the London Bridge? And I don't mean the stone. The stone is what's gray. I mean the actual bridge that comes down the metal.
Blue and gray football.
Now it's bright blue. It's bright blue. It's like two different color neon blue. And it's supposedly been blue since 1977, which would be my whole life. Now look at this. I certainly don't remember it looking like this. Watch this. This is what it looks like now. And I'm going to show you a picture from like 20 years ago. Gloria, look at these colors. It looks like a fucking roller coaster, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you first always been this color. A neon blue? No.
And then people say, oh, well, it had some renovations done in 2008 to 2012. It had some renovations done, right? Okay. Well, there's 1989, right? I'm going to show you 1989. This is some old photos from London that I dug up earlier. Look at this tower bridge from the south side of Thames. Look at the blue. Look at these blue lights and this blue bridge. That looks so out of place to me. I remember red. Salted said red. Ronan said red.
A couple of people said gray.
Yeah, hey, through the Mandela looking glass, hold that thought on Back to the Future, because I've got some Back to the Future stuff tonight that actually has to do specifically with the van you're talking about, but from a totally different angle than what you're asking about. We're definitely going to talk about that. I remember it red, said this person. Somebody said gray. Other person said gray looks really strange with the blue. Yeah, really strange. And supposedly since 1977, it's been this color blue. That's my entire life. The London Bridge did not have this blue color my entire life. Not in my memory. Not in my fucking timeline, you know?
And what did Paul say when he seen that? Did he, like, trip out on that one?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was at work, so I didn't get to talk too long. But, yeah, he knew, bro. He knew. And then fucking I've asked him if he's ever been there. And he said he has been there a long time ago. Well, Paul was born a year before me. So when he's been there, it's been this blue collar. He doesn't remember the blue. And he lives in the UK. Not to say that I know every landmark in the United States because I live here. But, I mean, it's the London Bridge, dude. It's not blue.
Yeah, we have a majority of people in the chat right now saying red for sure, red. Whiskey said red. That's red. And you got quite a few that said gray. So
I remember dark red. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Sit on this one. Think about that for a minute. Look at some images of it. Just Google London Tower Bridge and look at all the images. I have some right here. Look at this.
Yeah, that doesn't even look right. Look at the lights. That doesn't even look right. Looks weird.
I know. And so they say they added LED lights and stuff when they renovated it again in 2008 to 2012. And they updated the paint, but the paint looks almost the same as it does in the 1989 pick. I think they might have put two different shades of blue, but that blue and white is in there in the 1989 pick, and it's not red. And it was red for me, bro. I mean, Gloria, look how out of place this blue looks. This is like a structure made of stone. Like, this looks ridiculous. Doesn't it look like a roller coaster with these amusement park colors? Look at this. I'm going to go fucking roller coaster down this thing.
No.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, Gloria. We're going to take a break, all right?
You got it.
All right. Everybody, you're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely, Gloria Cannata, and we will be right back in about 5 minutes, okay?
Cool.
These are the tales, the silly tales. These are the tales Nessa likes to tell. They've been enslaving mankind all this time. We all know they'll be going to hell. See, I made up my mind when I was 33. I ain't with all the shit that they're feeding to me. I've been a slave for life. It don't feel right. People are in awe when Neil drops his mic. Many aren't just trolling. They're shilling like Rogan. But a higher power above has more hope for us, man. NASA bitches running space have so much greed. How is it possible that the public can't see? All Gorbies do is bits, they never have any facts. Curvature don't exist and there's no stellar parallax. It's always flat at sea, and that's a fact. So what, we might not have the best map. It was 2014 when I first heard this flat earth stuff. 4 years deep and I really have learned so much. They're always doing CGI in the space station. A graphic artist is Rob Simmons' occupation. Tools fool zombies when they want and how they want to fool. The gist of wits and masons influence all that we learn in school. I used to believe in the spinning globe. Didn't know the sun was near and the stars were close. Now we got long range pictures. What the men trying to say, it's not a legit image. They're just a blatantly lying bitches. They forgot the blast crater on the Apollo set. Neil Armstrong still won't swear on the Bible yet. So if you ever see a silly ISS outer space feed, don't believe those fakers are in anti-gravity. They simply aren't telling us the truth, folks. NASA is a friggin' Freemasonic joke. To them, galaxies are a dime a dozen, making up shit and no one can challenge them. And fuck Bill Nye and that crying box bitch. Brian's in the house with this hardcore truth of shit. We're not on a spinning pair. There's no curvature anywhere. We're not on a spinning pair. Ain't no satellites way up there. NASA's fake actors, they love to shill. Neil deGrasse Tyson, tell me how do you feel when you lie to us, so your masters keep us blinded. Looking for a curve, but you can't find it. On a globe, man, how we see Venus at night. Come on the broadcast, always lying about our life. Who you work for, is it the Masons or the Jews? Or the Vatican Jesuits saying, how can I serve you? Can't stand your whiny bitch, bald-ass Joe. How about when piss-stained beard Trevor was on his show? Coming up, I learned about shills and mo. Might deceive some, but you won't mislead me, though. NASA is full of friggin' green screens. 50 milli every day, jerseys from every team. I know I said it before, the earth don't spin, and all the pics of Earth from space are blatant CGI, man.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality. Gloria, I played the wrong song. I meant to play my Mandela Effect song. Yep, I played the other one. Oh, well, I think everybody, I hope you guys like the song. So what did you guys think? What did everybody think about the London Bridge? That's fucking crazy, right? That's a crazy one. And people in the chat are talking about Back to the Future. So that's good, because I was going to address Back to the Future tonight, actually. And you addressing the van. I forget who was asking in the chat. Was addressing the van. Oh, my camera's not on. They were addressing the van and Back to the Future. The change with the van is a couple things. The van, from what I remember, was a Toyota van. Like a gray Toyota van. And now it's a blue Volkswagen van. But speaking of the Volkswagen, and I know you guys probably know where I'm going already, because the Volkswagen logo is a Mandela effect. But on top of that, this is where it gets crazy, okay? We're going to step it up a notch here. Because, okay, for the Volkswagen logo, it's a VW. And they used to be connected with no space in between. And now there's like a gap in between the V and the W and the logo. Most of you know that. What you might not know that is, in Back to the Future, the actual logo on the van morphs mid-scene. Without the van being switched out or anything, you see the van get Mandela affected in real time in the movie. That's fucking crazy. These are the little things we got to pick up on, like the Mr. Rogers with his lips still saying the in Back to the Future. And I'll show you guys the screen grabs I got. Okay. You're going to see the old Volkswagen logo. Okay. And then in the very next image I'll show you, and you can check in your own movie. I grabbed these from my own movie. Okay. In the very next photo that I took, which is from the same scene without the camera cutting away or anything, all of a sudden the fucking Volkswagen logo changes to the new Mandela affected version. So check this out. I'm going to show you guys that. Hang on. Let me bring up those pictures. And then I have another Mandela effect of Back to the Future that most people don't talk about. We talked about months ago, but we'll bring it up again. One second, because my computer's really slow loading these up. But I'm glad they brought up Back to the Future, because Back to the Future is full of Mandela effects. Okay, here we have it. Here we have it. All right, watch this. So this is the terrorist van that you see now. You guys were talking about. This is what you see now. This is the van that you guys are talking about. This is what you see in the movie, right, in the first scene. Not the first scene of the movie, but the first time you see this van, when they're rolling up, right before they shoot Doc, this is the Volkswagen logo you see. You see there's no gap here, there's no line. You see the continuity. Gloria, can you see it? I know it's tough on the screen, but yeah, look at this. You see this? This is one solid logo, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we remember it. Now, not only is that great residue, but, you know, we're fucking crazy because that's never existed. Yada, 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 right? Now watch this. Hold on, why isn't this letting me? I'll just close this picture. Hang on. And then.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Here's the other one. No. Okay. And this is the same scene. The camera doesn't even cut away. Look and see the line? See the line in the logo? And that's how it is in the movie now. And if this one's a little blurrier, and I know it is.
Yeah, we'll just go, see the line.
Just go pop in your movie and go look on a Volkswagen outside, because this is what it is now. That's luckily, the clearer one of the two pitches is the other one.
That's really good residue, Brian.
Yeah, because look at this. And not only is the residue in the movie, Gloria, it's not even the scene doesn't change. The van rolls up. The camera doesn't even cut away. It doesn't pan away. It literally just changes. It's like in the blink of an eye, it's changed. I've tried to slow it down and slow it down and slow it down and keep looking at it to like see it like actually morph from one to the other. But I don't see it. I just see it as one, and then I see it as the other with like in the instant of a second. Mm-hmm. And this will be in all your movies, guys. Maybe this residue part won't still be there and the whole thing will be the new one. I don't know. But I got this as it changed. I mean, it was already changed. People knew the van already had the new logo on it. But in my movie, I mean, that's how I got it.
I got really good residue for the Volkswagen one, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And it was like a scene from the movie 90210. They were walking in a parking lot looking at used cars, and there was a billboard behind them with the Volkswagen logo, and there was no crack in there.
Speaking of Back to the Future, somebody brought up JCPenney in the background. Yes, there was. And somebody asked, you brought up earlier, hey, did you hear that JCPenney used to maybe not be spelled with that extra E at the end? I'm like, yeah, that's a huge one. We had Nathaniel on, and he must have presented like fucking 675 pitches of residue for that one.
Yeah, he's really good at residue.
Oh, I got more of those. Spinland said VW happened to look like Tesla's flux field and tilt affected. Well, I how about another one having to do with the flux capacitor is also Mandela affected. And I got to give this credit to Nick. And I know we presented this before, but a lot of people haven't seen this one. And there's Marty's guitar, which is another favorite one of mine. Let me do Marty's guitar, actually, right now. Hang on. So you guys remember the scene? The classic scene, it's in the beginning of the movie. Before that part even happens, really. He gets to Doc's house before school. Doc isn't home. Marty gets out onto Doc's guitar, right? And he plugs the guitar into the amp. Remember that? And then he blows the amp. Well, now his electric guitar, look at it. Let me see. It looks like a fucking mini ukulele. Look at this thing. This is not the guitar he had in that scene where he blows the amp. That'd be a joke, dude. Look at this little thing. He had like a Fender. He had like a regular electric guitar. He didn't have,
like a Gibson. Wasn't it like a Gibson guitar?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. It was just like the guitar. Dude, this is what he has now. He never – look how little that is. That is not what he blew the amp up with at Doc's house. I'm sorry.
A ukulele.
It's like a ukulele.
Yeah. No.
What he had. But, guys, like, I'm telling you, and for people that don't get it, you know, I know most of the people here get it, but for the people that don't, I'm not telling you they fucked with the movie. I'm telling you a lot of people own this movie. It's like a lot of people own Star Wars. Like, you go pop this in – he's going to have this mini ukulele now in your movie, okay? The Toyota van that the terrorists are in is now going to be a Volkswagen van in your movie. It goes on and on. On and on with this. Gloria.
Yes.
How about we switch up gears a little bit? And I want to come back to some more TV shows and stuff later. How about we do some Bible changes that you wanted to do?
Alrighty. There are, these are some of them I found, and some of them I found on the internet. I don't know if anybody in the chat is familiar with any of the Bible verses, but there's quite a few that, I don't know, to me it doesn't make any sense. You have Hebrews. This is in the King James Bible. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable in all. And the bed unfiled, but whoremongering and adultery, God will judge. Whoremongering.
And this type of rhetoric is all over the Bible with whores. Whores in there so many times. They're basically talking about prostitution, vaginal secretion, throwing dresses up over people's heads and having sex. There's all types of stuff in there now.
And liking men hung like... what was it? Donkeys, yes. So we have a whoremongering, and that's not the only verse. It's in quite a few. So Hebrews 13:4. One that I thought was really interesting, Isaiah 22:19. And I will drive thee, from the station. And I will drive thee from the station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down. He's going to drive thee from the station. First of all, drive should not be in there.
And they're driving. They have flights. There's all types of shit going on now.
Yeah. Drive. Let's see. Then we have Luke 5:4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Launch. The word launch is in the King James Bible. I don't know how many times. Okay. Then we got 2 Chronicles 26:15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by men. Engines, people. Okay. It's supposed to be like large objects of war, maybe like that. Not engines. And even invented shouldn't be in there, but engines. Okay. And you could look that up, and that's the King James Bible. I think, wait, there was one that was like my favorite. Here's 1 Timothy 3:4, which I'm sorry, it makes no sense to me. Okay. One that ruleth will his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Wow. Did anybody get that? Children in subjection to get them to do something with all gravity. How does that sentence make sense to anybody? First of all, gravity was never in the King James Bible or in any Bible. Okay. Now it is.
Gravity's in there, planets is in there. So, you know.
If you read that, like, you know, you're submitting you're getting the children to do what you want to do with all gravity. I don't know, dude. I'm not reading the chat. Is anybody relating to any of this that I'm saying?
No, really. Nobody's really said much in the last few minutes.
And then you got Daniel 1:4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of science. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the word science. Warmongering, science.
I'm going to address the chat through the looking glass in the chat. Said also in Back to the Future, just before the car disappears and he travels back in time. Didn't there used to be a scene where the terrorist car smashes into that stand? Absolutely. Does that not happen now? That's not in there. That's crazy. But instead it switches to Marty smashing into the barn. Well, Marty was going to smash into whatever was in front of him, and then he disappeared and smashed into the barn. But yeah, they hit like the photo booth stand. The terrorist van definitely hit like a photo booth stand because Marty just disappeared and then they like lost their shit and hit it. Oh, I'm going to have to check that tonight. If that's gone, that's fucking crazy. That's another new one from that same
movie. So for me,
Back to the Future is one of my favorite movies. Easily top 10 all time.
Yeah, I've only seen it once and I don't even think I watched the whole thing.
Crazy. You know, when we go down a lot of these like TV shows, I'm going to name some big ones that happened in TV shows. And what you guys can do, remember, like when these Mandela effects happen, the people that do parodies of these, like shows like The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, Big Bang, those are the four that really come to mind. There is so much residue on these shows for each of these things we're going to talk about. It's ridiculous. Not for each of the one I'm going to talk about, but for many of them, you know, like I Love Lucy, for instance. You guys all know, you know, every time Ricky Ricardo came through the door, it was Lucy, you got some explaining to do, right after he announced Lucy, I'm home, you know, once he found out the trouble she was in. Well, now he's never said that. But, you know, people will try and say, oh, you guys have bad memory, or he might have said something similar. Well, go ahead and watch the spoofs done on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV, because there's like four or five different times between the two shows that they've done it, maybe more. Maybe it's probably older Saturday Night Live spoofs too. And in every one, it's Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Okay, and this goes with all these things. Like I said, Judge Judy doesn't have a gavel. The Fonz never said A with his two thumbs. He still says A, but he never does the two thumbs and points at himself when he says it. And he always did that. In A-Team, which another one where the van also changed. It used to be all black. Now it's black and gray with a red stripe or whatever. Now Mad Dog Murdoch was not the guy's name. His name was like Howling Dog Murdoch or some shit like that. Different Strokes got hit with the apostrophe, and now the E in different, the first E is missing, and there's an apostrophe instead. What was some of the other big ones I wanted to get into?
You had Mae West's famous line that doesn't exist. You have what's his name? Casablanca, when he says, "Play it again, Sam." That never existed. You have Muggsy, right? Take the boys and surround the house. Does he say that? Wait, what does he say? Dirty rat. You dirty rat. He never says that.
Oh, yeah, no, he doesn't say that. Yeah, and we quote that all the time as kids. You dirty rat.
You and now he says, you yellow belly pig, is what he says. He doesn't say, you dirty rat. You yellow belly pig.
It's crazy. It is crazy. I want to bring up a topic that I forgot to bring up on the last show, Gloria, that we did together, and I announced that I was going to bring it up. And I'm not saying this is a Mandela effect right now, and it could just be the web browser that I'm using. And I would like you guys to check for me. If you guys have the Opera web browser, maybe you could check this for me. And I'm just going to put it out there because, you know, you guys are this deep in the show. You know, I'm not just floating shit out there to, like, misinformed people. I'm just asking if somebody else is getting this. We know a lot of the words in the English language have changed. The language, definitely cemetery, fluoride for me changed, misspelled, a whole bunch of words. And now I keep getting spell corrected on two words. It's weird because I've sent it to other people. They're not getting spell corrected. I don't know if any of you guys have the Opera browser on your computer. Anybody in the chat, if you guys do, could you open it? I want you to, like, try and type these words, like, in your Facebook stream, okay? And I'm going to go on a live stream. I'm going to go on a screen share because I want to show you this because this is really weird to me. And this could be nothing. Like, if you guys can debunk this for me right now and show me that your Opera browser does this too for some reason while you're typing on Facebook or whatever. It's doing it to me on YouTube too. And I think it did it in – hang on one second. Let me try this. No, it doesn't do a spell check right here. Any either way. So hang on, check this out. All right. I'm gonna screen share. Share. All right, here we are. We're on my Facebook page. You see my Facebook?
No.
You don't see my Facebook on the Google Hangout?
I was reading the chat, I'm sorry. They ask so many good questions. Like I tune out and just start reading all their questions. I love it.
Show. Check this out. I go to Facebook, right? Now the spell check's on. It's Facebook. If you type something in your status and it's spelled wrong, it's going to underline it red. Okay. Watch what happens when I type round table. Underlines it red. But watch what happens. And this is what it's tried to correct it to. And this did it to me on YouTube as well. Watch what happens if I put a hyphen, round table. It's not misspelled now. Is this word changing? And then there's another one for me, timeline, which is definitely a word, right? Spell checked. Look at red underline. It'll let me put it as two words.
Oh, wow.
It'll let me put a hyphen in it, and it's correct.
That's weird.
But timeline. Is not a word according to this. Neither is round table. Dude, you have round table discussions.
It is online.
But you're not using Opera, like I said. I need you people to check Opera.
Oh.
I just want to know if anybody has the browser, if they can check that, or am I getting a preview of words about to change? Because if you look at those two words, those are two words you could certainly see them putting a hyphen in or splitting up. I mean, they could see that happening, you know, unfortunately. That's the type of stuff they change.
Spider-Man has a hyphen.
Yeah, Spider-Man does have a hyphen now. Yeah, I know timeline's a word. I'm just saying, why is it correcting me on those? And yeah, Spider-Man has always had a hyphen now. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Gloria, I get through a lot of the Mandelas I got through. I do have some NASA stuff I want to talk to before we get off tonight. It's pretty funny. But do you have any more Mandela-related stuff you want to talk about before I go?
No, actually, because somebody had just mentioned something about the Bible, so I just want to say something really quick about that, okay? When you get a chance, you guys, I just want you to know the new words that are in the Bible right now is Mars, space, gravity, science, planets, shuttle, Mercury, aliens, station, Jupiter, and poles. Take a poll. You will find them in there. Okay. I just want you to know those are the words that are in there now.
It's okay. Good. It's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for the list. You know, guys, I did a few shows this week. I did several shows this week. I did a couple that were like all Mandela. I did a couple that were all like NASA flat earth type stuff. And when I did those shows, I had mentioned that, man, they're really pumping out the fucking stories this week. Like, as you guys know, NASA and the media, I mean, they've been pumping out propaganda since their existence, you know. But, you know, just this week alone, just in the last like 6 days, NASA's had the news, not NASA, but Richard Branson and his Virgin Galactic and his Edge of Space flight bullshit, right? The next day, the stupid Antarctic crossing disinfo story. Then you have China supposedly landing on the far side of the moon. This is all in a week. Then you supposedly have us finding this ice asteroid planet thing out past Pluto that looks like Frosty the Snowman. And now they've trumped it. I mean, now supposedly the other day, Gloria, an astronaut accidentally dialed 911 from space. I love it. I mean, the shit that, like, and I'm like, what did he do? Pocket dial? All right. So the story is, I'm going to read the story because this is funny. You guys are going to like this. This is funny. I mean, the shit that people will believe. Okay. Astronaut accidentally dialed 911. It's not even long. Hang on. An astronaut has told how he accidentally rang 911 from space, sending security teams at NASA's Houston base into a frenzy. Dude, how would his phone even be linked up to the 911 system, and why would that ever be the case? I mean, come on, dude. Even if they had a phone and even if they were in space, it wouldn't even make sense. Andre Culpas missed a number when making a call through headquarters because he hit 9 to dial out, Gloria. Like, he's in an office building. He's on a space station. He hits 9 to dial out. I swear that's what they're going to say. So he ended up connecting to U.S. emergency services. The astronomical blunder sparked panic at the Johnson Space Center in Texas, and a security team was scrambled to the room where the call was put through. He had been orbiting Earth in the International Space Station when he tried to make the call. The 60-year-old spaceman explained how he had pressed 9 to make an outside call. he then tried to phone it nationally by pressing 011, but mistakenly left out the 0. He hit 9 to dial out and hit the wrong international code and dialed 911, if people believe this.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking funny. I'm sorry. That's just too funny for me. The shit that these people believe is actually so crazy. It's gotten to be such a joke with NASA and all that. But that's all I have on that. I mean, if you believe any of the shit that these people are telling you, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, how are you going to believe? You believe this guy they dial 9 to dial out like they're in an office building down here. And then he has to hit an international code. Are you telling me, like, if they had a phone, they would just pick it up and they'd get routed through Space Command or whatever. They wouldn't be dialing international codes on their phone and pocket dialing people. He's got a calling card up there and shit. He's looking for the best rates. A
calling card.
Oh, all right. I think we're gonna wrap it up with that. Is that cool, Gloria?
Yeah, that was funny.
All right, thank you, everybody. We'll definitely be on Saturday. We'll have our regular show, me and Gloria and Paul. Don't know what we're gonna talk about yet. We always figure it out during the week. And today's Sunday, so that's a long way till then. And I'm sure we'll have something before then. I plan on also doing a video with Flat Earth Falker. I know he's probably listening, so me and him are going to make some plans real shortly. So in the next week or two, you'll probably see either me and Gloria on his show or him over here with us, or we'll figure that out. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. Thank you, everybody. Please subscribe to both my channels because I never know when I'm going to get banned again. They're both linked below every video, including this one, as well as Gloria's Facebook page, my email, our Facebook group. Anything that you might need, our playlist here, everything that you need is linked below. Paul Knight's channel, make sure you subscribe to that. He makes a lot of great short little videos. He just did one on Vanishing Point and Perspective. It's like a 4-minute video, not even. Make sure you guys check all that out. And I am back on my main Facebook page, which is linked below. My ban ended today. And that's about it. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Thank you. All right. Good night, everyone.